ಸದಾರಿನಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಿನಿ ಗೋಮತ್ತವೆಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಡಿಯರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಡಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ I wanted to draw your attention to a few points. To be engaged in the mission of book distribution does something very special to our lives. It adds a certain element to it, and the best way maybe to express it is if you have a bulb and put it into the faucet, it's called, I think, in English, socket, into the socket, then that bulb, which was previously only glass and iron, all of a sudden displays an additional element, which is light. In other words, something which is completely not very important can dispel the darkness and put light into something. And this is because an additional element, namely the electricity, has been added to this glass and iron. So in much the same way, if a book distributor or if a devotee, or let us even say much more general, if a human being becomes connected to the higher, the spiritual energy, something important happens in his life. He is no longer the same skin, bones, hair, intestines, and so on and so forth, but he becomes a bearer, a carrier of a divine principle, the Kripa Shakti, or the mercy energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no better example for this than Srila Prabhupada. I want to tell you a touching little anecdote from Srila Prabhupada's life, which was narrated to me by one of my god brothers. He was going in South India on some pilgrimage and was stopped by an elderly Vaishnava. That Vaishnava said, "Hey, stop! What sampradaya are you?" You know, a Vaishnava doesn't ask another Vaishnava first, "How are you?" or "What's your name?" He wants to know first, in what line has he learned? What sampradaya is he from? And the God brother said, "Well, it's a Brahma Matva Gaudiya Sampradaya. It's a technical description of the line in which we all here are learning." And that Vaishnava was very happy and said, "That's also my sampradaya. How has it come that you came into this? You have white skin." And the devotee said, "Well, it is due to the mercy of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada." So that Vaishnava didn't know who is Srila Prabhupada, and my god brother fortunately had a book with him and turned the pages and showed the page of Srila Prabhupada in the, I think, first color plate. And that god brother, that person, that Vaishnava, almost began to cry, "What? Abe Babu? It's Abe Babu?" Now my god brother didn't know who is Abe Babu. That was the name of Srila Prabhupada before he took sannyas. I know your spiritual master," said this old Vaishnava. "And I want to tell you a little story about him." Now this is a story within a story. "I was preaching for some time in Calcutta," said this Vaishnav, "and your spiritual master was renting for us sannyasis of the Gaudiya Math a flat, you know, like a preaching center. He paid for it from his own pocket. And one day I was giving a lecture about one shloka from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. It is Prithiviti Achenagara Adigram, that in all towns and villages of the world my name will be known. To put it in simple language, all over the world the chanting of Hare Krishna will take place. And I gave that lecture, but I myself was not totally convinced about that verse. So I went to Abhay Babu, the Grihastha, and said, do you actually think that even the mlechas who eat meat and drink alcohol so that their head spins in circles, that these mlechas will take to Krishna consciousness? Do you actually believe it? How is it possible? And your Abhay Babu, he said in a very moved voice, I know it is possible. And his mouth was shaking, he couldn't speak any longer, and he just went out of the room, out of the apartment, and went home. See, Srila Prabhupada knew at every stage of his life about this divine principle. That is, when an individual follows the order of his spiritual master, he becomes empowered by the divine energy, and then it is possible. If you look into Srila Prabhupada's early writings, which were composed at that stage, you know, the Back to Godhead, there is a page where he makes grand plans how America will get 20,000 magazines, and Russia so many Back to Godhead magazines, and Germany 500 magazines. You know, you see how he's making plans, how he is preparing himself more and more to follow that order of his spiritual master, which was given to him in their first meeting. So I want to also tell you and tell me, if we become convinced about this principle, that if we just follow this very important instruction of our gurus to distribute Krishna consciousness far and wide, then we will experience how we jump over our shadow. Now this is a German expression, which, you know, to jump over the shadow is impossible. You can try it when you go out. Prado has tried already, but he is not a very quick jumper. He is the fastest in the circle with Rohini Sura Prabhu, the spinning. So it is not possible to jump over the shadow. However, if the glass and the iron become if they are put into the socket, another energy, the electricity works. So I want to give a few little preaching arguments. Preaching is the essence. Now I want to preach to your mind. Remember, you are not the mind. We heard from Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Ananda Maharaj, how his mind preached to him, and how he overcame the mind, understanding that it's not himself. So now, please allow me to preach a little bit to your mind. I will be very aggressive now, but it's not towards you. It's towards someone else who hampers you to be an instrument of the divine energy. Actually, I can't be as aggressive as I want to be because it's a holy dharma, so I have to be in limits. But you know, one argument of the mind is, no, I'm not as talented as these good distributors. I can't talk so good. I don't look very attractive. I don't have much energy, and so on and so forth. Now, the counter argument to this is, look at the glass, at the bulb. Is that the bulb without the socket? Do you think it could ever even dream of displaying sunlight? Of course not. Not by combining the different elements in the bulb the light is made. So the greatest mistake in going out on book distribution is to think it is due to your shaktis that you will be able to distribute books. That's the greatest mistake you can commit, to think that you are the doer. As long as you don't become convinced that your spiritual master and Krishna is a doer, you will not actually be able to distribute books on the divine principle. You will always experience some breakdown in your energy. Only if you remain connected, then you can do it. Now another thing is, which I want to preach to your mind, is what is the essential understanding of book distribution? Now there are many great Vaishnavas who have talked about this. I want to dare one explanation which I have gathered over the years. If you want to continue going on book distribution, you have to understand that by going on book distribution, you engage conditioned souls in Krishna service. Now this has already been stated by our first speaker, Prahladananda Maharaj, who spoke of the mood of the gopis to bring other gopis. Let me please explain this in a little more, let us say, we may not always think of the gopis and Krishna, but we can think of ourselves. That's what we usually easily think. If you go out on distributing books, then think you are engaging conditioned souls in Krishna service. I want to give you two examples. A little while ago, there was one Bhakta Eckhart sitting here. And this Bhakta Eckhart, he was a successful Steuerberater, accountant. He had his own firm. Now, it was in Leipzig that he met some Matajis and got some books. Then he read a little here and there, but continued with his materialistic work. Now, one day in the morning, he understood, I have read in the books that this life is a dream. Now I want to experience the reality. And the thing which he did is, just imagine this. He went to the next travel agency and bought a book to go to India, bought a ticket to go to India. And on his way, and he stopped over in Amsterdam, he met the devotees, and the devotees, again, they explained to him, go to Sridhar Mayapur, and he is now, he joined now here in Mayapur, and he will also, he will return back to Germany in a month or so, and then engage in preaching and book distribution. Now please understand, this man was a successful businessman. He got a book which put such a crazy idea in his head. I mean, the Germans are very sober people. To just throw his business down and just go overnight, so to say, to India. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, this shows there is another energy at work. No one could have convinced a successful businessman to throw down his business. It was actually a transcendental energy. Preto Prabhu has told us it was the sound, the divine sound. Just before coming to Mayapur, a doctor called me, and he said, "I want to read something to you." He's a multimillionaire, and he read to me a passage from the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Bali Maharaj compares his family members with thieves who steal everything away from him. So he said, "My dear Sachinanand Swami, I read this and now I'm convinced that my family members are thieves. They want to steal all my money away from me. And I want to tell you, when you come back to Mayapur, let us talk seriously about how this money can be invested in Krishna's service." So there are many such examples to show you something of this divine energy at work. Now, if you think it's me who has to go out, who has to distribute the books, and if he fails, it was my fault, then it will be very difficult for you to continue. But if you meditate that, "Oh Krishna, please give me the inspiration to serve you," then it will be done. Now rest assured, when you leave the atmosphere of of Mayapur, you will be like a stick who falls into water. What does a stick who falls into water do? It sucks up the water. And then what is the result? It can't accept the fire. It can't burn any longer. So this is a principle which happens when we leave a certain atmosphere of inspiration. We take on the other atmosphere of disinspiration. That all this happens in our life. We may be convinced here in the Dham, but when we go, we have to struggle, the daily struggle of the Sankirtan devotee, to conquer his mind, to convince him that Krishna wants the books to be distributed. So, I wanted to give a few helping points which can help you to stay in the spiritual atmosphere so that you will be dry of Maya and you can easily get the Sankirtan fire going into you. Now one thing is, because we always tend to take on the consciousness of our environment, we must create a Krishna conscious environment around ourselves. Our Sankirtan vans should be vans for reading the books. You will be amazed, even our Harinamananda Prabhu reads 2 hours a day. Yes, and still he is so good. That's the reason why he is so good. Minimum, sometimes more. 4, 3. Sometimes 3 hours a day. That is because he has become a little elderly in his life, and he knows he needs an environment of inspiration. The body is not so energetic any longer. He needs spiritual inspiration. He doesn't want the water effect on the wood. So we all have to find out, we really have to stress our intelligence. How can we create an atmosphere of inspiration around ourselves so that we will be having the transcendental atmosphere influencing us to the understanding that we are Krishna's servants? Yes. This is the real technique. The real technique is utsahan, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm will teach you everything you will need. When you are enthusiastic for eating, you can eat very nicely. When you are enthusiastic for dancing, you can dance very nicely. When you are enthusiastic for sex, you can do it like a wild man. We speak very realistic here. You have to be enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness, otherwise it won't work. You won't be able to work on the transcendental platform. So constantly let us keep this atmosphere, let us build this atmosphere around ourselves, and we will be taught everything we need by this divine transcendental energy. So thank you very, very much for giving such a... I talk now very enthusiastically, but when you see me out with Rohini Sutta one day a day, a year, going over the cold streets during the Prabhupada marathon, I must say, then it's not so easy. And there is a reason why this. I'm very enthusiastic. I was actually the first one out on our Sankirtan party. The thing is, you also need a little practice. I'm well aware that I'm addressing some devotees who are young on Sankirtan. Don't become desperate. Don't think, oh, I heard about the divine energy, I heard about the Kripa Shakti, and it just doesn't work. I went out day after day, but my result is 20 books a day or even less. Don't throw the towel. Don't give up, in other words. Just know that Sankirtan is an art where you also have to learn a little bit by experience. You have to learn how to adopt your approach to the conditioned souls and so on and so forth. It's also that you have to learn and be willing to learn. That's solace. So we want to end here. Thank you very much for your patience. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.